Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Shabbos, Klal Yudalid, with the halachas of Shechita, and we're learning Siman Yud, and we're doing the introduction, and we're talking about now about the concept of Noilud and Muksa, and how that plays out in regard to the issue of squeezing out, crushing ice, and crushing snow, which the Gemara says clearly is Usur. And what is the problem? One explanation is that the problem is that the water which is produced is a Noilud. The Gemara discusses rain which comes out. Are you allowed to use the rain? Water is something which obviously is something which people need. So if water is considered mukhan, people always have in mind that they plan to use water, but this water did not exist at the beginning of Shabbat. This water is a narlot. So the word Erevin, Daf Mem Pei, says no. Maya be'iva, the water is in Mivlogli, the water is of the rain is in the clouds. So it exists before Shabbos. So the person has in mind that when these clouds release the water, he's going to use it. So that's not a Nerlud Gomer. So the Rav Shimon is not concerned about that Nerlud. The weak Paschal Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Nerlud because it exists in some form. However, Tosis in the Beya, Daf Beis and Aleph, Tosis in Beya and elsewhere, says that maybe even Reb Shimon, who does not hold of, he's not concerned about Nerlud, but a Nerlud Gomer, which had zero existence from before Shabbos, only came to existence on Shabbos, even Reb Shimon would agree is going to be Muksa. So for example, a person has a window unit of air conditioner. So the process of cooling the air in the house, the coils are very cold. There's condensation in the atmosphere, and some of that water will condense on the coils and drip out. And you see that the window units tend to have water dripping from them. That's the water which is condensing from being water vapor in the air into water, but due to the cold part of the coil, which is cold, which is causing it to condense. So even though we say there's water in the clouds, because we see a cloud is a body of water, but seeing the atmosphere, which we know there is water vapor in the air, but it's a cloud not visible to us. It's not noticeable in any way, that, as far as we're concerned, like it doesn't exist. So now when that is being converted into water, many places come hold, that's considered an Nerlud Gomer, that water is Muksa, which one person cannot use that water to drink on Shabbos or to use to give to their animal, etc. If that water goes into a Kli, the Kli is going to become now also to move, because when you move the Kli, you're moving the water as well. With some leniencies, if the water becomes repulsive, etc. But in general, that's going to be a case of Nerlud Gomer. So Tosfos says, even Reb Shimon says, if it mamish did not exist at all, it came into being on Shabbos, there's a problem. It's not Mukhan. So where does Reb Shimon say Nerlud is not a problem? The item exists before Shabbos, just maybe in a different form. And now it changes form on Shabbos. So if we have snow or ice which exists before Shabbos and we convert it into water, so according to this explanation, Reb Shimon would say that item is mutter to use, even though it changed from being a solid into a liquid. So this is a new thing which wasn't here beforehand, but the ice was here. So it's not a Nerlud Gomer. It's not something which is brand new, which didn't ever existed. It's something which existed before in a different form. So Shimon holds that's not a concern. That is the argument of the Poskim who disagree with the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma seems to Paskin that even if Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa, he does hold a Nerlud. So even though it's not a full Nerlud in the sense, because it existed beforehand, but it exists in a different form. And that conversion to the new form on Shabbos is going to say the item is not considered mukhan for usage and is going to be usher to use. So that's the argument of the Sefer Truma. Now this might approximate a different discussion how do we look at the items which are frozen? Are they really just water which is frozen, and then when they melt, so really just getting back to the original, the real reality of the state, so it's not annulled at all. Arguably, it's not annulled at all. Or we hold that right now it's considered an oichel, because it's something which a person would be eating as opposed to drinking. Or maybe it's not an oichel or a mashke. So the more Nida Daf Yud Zayin says that shelig, it's not an oichel or a mashke in regards to ichel stuma. People don't eat it, but it's not a mashke yet. This question has many halachic ramifications. Regards to Hilchos Shabbos, is it considered an oichel when you put it, you're allowed to warm up an oichel, which is fully cooked. If it's considered a mashke, so you would not be allowed to warm it up. We hold a mashke which is fully cooked, but if it's cooled off, you can't. Regards to Hilchos Brachos, if it's an oichel, the Sheva Bracha Cherna is a kezayis, b'chtechilis pras. If it's a mashke, the Sheva is a revius. And we're machmir lechatchila is only sefer hachron if it's kadesh tis revius, which is much shorter. Regards to making a bracha at the end of the meal, we don't make brachas on drinks during the meal, but we make a bracha on desserts, which are foods. So do we look at ice cream as a food, and therefore you make a shahakol on it for dessert? Do you look at it as a drink, and you make a bracha? If you dip your pie into, you have pie together with ice cream, is it Tamar Shetzibula B'mashka that you have to wash your hands? So this has many, many applications in the halacha. We have a Gemara Nida which discusses regards to halachas of Tumah and Tahara. Do we learn from Tumah and Tahara to elsewhere? So it's not going to be our discussion for now, but just to bring out this idea that this has many different applications. Have a good day.